It's Trivia Night, I'm Philip Tricky, and I've got $100 going to whoever can answer the most questions about best-selling book series. What's up, everybody? It's Thursday night. It is 6 p.m., and that means that it's time for another episode of Trivia Night. It's the only show that brings you 15 fresh trivia questions every week. And all you gotta do is bring me the correct answers as fast as you can, and you can walk out of here with cash and prizes. We are coming to you live from Trivia Town, USA, Dayton, Ohio. I'm Philip Tricky. I'm the Trivia Town comptroller, and I will be your host for this evening. We are here every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. All you gotta do is open a web browser and go to crowd.live/Thursday. You can do that on your phone, you can do that on your laptop, your tablet, doesn't matter, wherever you can get a web browser. Every week, I bring you a brand new topic of 100% original trivia questions. You give me the correct answers as fast as you can to score the most points. The top players will walk out of here with cash and prizes. $75 for first place, $25 for second, and a Keep Calm and Play Virtual Trivia coffee mug for third. We do like to mix up the prizes, so just like we like to mix up the topics, so you gotta play every week to find out when we are going to do that. And speaking of topics, this week we channeled our inner B. Dalton, and we have dusted off that library card, and I'm happy to bring you 15 hot-off-the-press questions about best-selling book series. These are book series with three or more titles that spent their fair share of time on the bestsellers list. I'm talking triple-digit millions of copies sold. I've got Harry Potter. I've got those Bears of Berenstain and 1,000 James Patterson books for good measure. And that's just to name a few. This whole thing is really giving me R.L. Stein's goosebumps. Ooh. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPerk. You can add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own trivia show just like this, check out crowdper.com after the show. All right, is everybody ready? Are your trivia fingers limber? Let's go over this one more time. We got 15 questions. We got 20 seconds to answer. Answer correctly faster to earn more points. And you got to watch out for a text answer question where you have to type in the answer. I'll clue you in when that's happening. I'm going to check in on the leaderboard about every 5 questions or so. And just like last week, there is no points wager question tonight, so you are playing to win on every single question. If you're ready, I'm ready. So turn on your book lights, put on those thinking caps, because it's time to turn the page on another trivia night. Let's play. Question 1. What antagonistic ventriloquist doll is the de facto mascot for author R.L. Stein's Goosebumps series? Is it A. Sammy, B. Slippy, C. Scrappy, or D. Slappy? A. Sammy, B. Slippy, C. Scrappy, or D. Slappy? He is the de facto mascot for Goosebumps. Get those answers in. Looks like people are thinking that it was Slappy. And the correct answer was indeed, it was Slappy the ventriloquist doll. He debuted in 1993's Night of the Living Dummy, which was the 7th Goosebumps book, and since then he's appeared in more Goosebumps books than any other character, and he even got his own spinoff in 2017. Moving on to question 2. What is the only title in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series to sell more than 100 million copies? Is it A. The Philosopher's Stone, B. Chamber of Secrets, C. Half-Blood Prince, or D. Deathly Hallows? A. The Philosopher's Stone, Sorcerer's Stone for us Yanks, B. Chamber of Secrets, C. Half-Blood Prince, or D. Deathly Hallows? Which one sold 100 million copies? Looks like everyone thinks it's the Philosopher's Stone. And the correct answer is indeed the Philosopher's Stone. You gotta start somewhere in a series, and so it makes sense that most people would buy the first book and that would sell the most copies. Some people probably gave up afterwards and didn't buy the rest of them. The whole series itself has sold 500 million copies. The Philosopher's Stone is responsible for 100 million of those just by itself. Question 3. What police detective solves cases in more than 20 James Patterson penned crime novels? Is it A. Samuel Gerard, B. K. Scarpetta, C. Jack Reacher, or D. Alex Cross? A. Samuel Gerard, B. K. Scarpetta, C, Jack Reacher, or D, Alex Cross? Who solves the cases in the James Patterson novels? Ooh, pretty even split there between Reacher and Cross. The correct answer is D, it was Alex Cross. Jack Reacher is he was created by Lee Child, not James Patterson. James Patterson wrote 29 Alex Cross novels, and he's been played by Morgan Freeman and Tyler Perry on screen. Moving on to question 4. In what Tom Clancy Cold War political thriller does CIA operative Jack Ryan make his literary debut? Is it A, Clear and Present Danger, B, The Hunt for Red October, C, Cardinal of the Kremlin, or D, Patriot Games? A, Clear and Present Danger, B, The Hunt for Red October, C, Cardinal of the Kremlin, or D, Patriot Games? Let's see, get those answers in. Most people said The Hunt for Red October, and they were correct. 42% of you said The Hunt for Red October. That's where Jack Ryan made his literary debut. Over the course of 3 decades and nearly 40 books, he goes from a low-level CIA analyst to President of the United States. And I still stand by the fact that Alec Baldwin played him best on screen. Moving on to question 5. What is the cheesy last name of the titular mouse Geronimo in Italian author Elisabetta Dami's best-selling series? Is it A, provolone, B, parmesan, C, Stilton, or D, Roquefort? A, provolone, B, parmesan, C, Stilton, or D, Roquefort? His cheesy last name. Get those in. A lot of votes for Parmesan, some for Roquefort, a lot for Stilton, and the correct answer is it was C, Stilton, Geronimo Stilton. I like to think that Geronimo Stilton was the inspiration for Gene Parmesan from Arrested Development, but I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to that. That book series has sold 180 million copies worldwide. It's been translated into 49 languages, and I just heard of it this week. All right, that's 5 questions in and 5 questions down. I want to check in on that leaderboard, see how things are turning the page here. Ooh, Erudite, of course. Welcome to the book game, Erudite. What a beautiful, appropriate username. Cheerful Souffle and Poop Sock. Lovely. Thank you. We got Maria, Loose Noodle, Go Bills, Jimmy G. Love to see these names. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you all so much for playing. I think I'm ready to get back into this game. Ross, what do you think? Oh, that is correct. It is time for a text answer. Get those fingers ready. It's a book game. It wouldn't be a book game if you didn't have to type out an answer. So get ready to type out an answer for me. Let's get back to it. Stephen King's Dark Tower series follows the adventures of the last of the gunslingers, Blank Deschene of Gilead. Blank Deschene, what is this guy's first name? The Last of the Gunslingers was adapted into a terrible movie a few years ago. So bad that they never tried to adapt the rest of them. Get those answers in, checking for spelling. Let me see what we got here. People are thinking that it was Roland Deschene of Gilead, and the correct answer is Roland Deschene of Gilead. He is the protagonist of Stephen King's Dark Tower series, which has been called Stephen King's magnum opus. Dark Tower was inspired by the Robert Browning poem, Child Roland to the Dark Tower Came. And if I was a better host, I would have memorized that poem and could recite it to you right now. But since I am not, I will not. But I will move on to the next question. Question 7. What bossy, big-thinking preteen started and presides over the Babysitter's Club? Is it A, Christy Thomas, B, Stacey McGill, C, Marianne Spear, or D, Claudia Kishi? A, Christy Thomas, B, Stacey McGill, C, Marianne Spear, or D, Claudia Kishi? Who is the leader of the Babysitter's Club? See what people are thinking? Well, fairly even split between Christy Thomas and Stacey McGill. And the correct answer is... it was A, Christy Thomas. She's the founder and the president of the Babysitter's Club. There are more than 200 titles in the Babysitter's Club that were written over a 14-year period from 1986 to 2000. That is 200 more titles than I have written of the Babysitter's Club. Question 8. In what North American city does the post-apocalyptic science fiction Divergent series take place? Is it A, Los Angeles, B, Chicago, C, New York, or D, Toronto? A, Los Angeles, B, Chicago, C, New York, or D, Toronto? Where does the Divergent series take place? Post-apocalyptic future. Well, big lean there for Chicago. That bar graph looks like the Sears Tower. And the correct answer is, indeed, it was Chicago. There are, I think, 3 books in the Divergent series, 4 books in the Divergent series. It takes place in the future in Chicago, when things have gone really south. Moving on, question 9. What 2-word phrase appears in large, friendly letters on the titular travel book in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series? Is it A, keep calm, B, good luck, C, don't panic, or D, look up? A, keep calm, B, good luck, C, don't panic, or D, look up? It's printed on the front of the titular Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Most people say that it's don't panic, and it is indeed don't panic. It's written on the front of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's more popular than the Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard guidebook for galactic travelers for 2 reasons. It's much cheaper, and it has the words don't panic on the cover. Question 10. Wenda and her twin sister, Blank, further complicate readers' searches for the title traveler in the Where's Waldo series. Is it A, Winnie, B, Wilma, C, Wendy, or D, Willa? A, Winnie, B, Wilma, C, Wendy, or D, Willa? Wenda and her twin sister who complicate our searches for Waldo. Let's see what people are thinking. Winnie, Wilma, and Wendy got a lot of votes. And the correct answer is B, it's Wilma. Wenda and her twin sister Wilma. Wilma debuted in Where's Waldo, the Ultimate Fun Book, and then she was replaced the following year by her twin sister Wenda. All right, 2/3 of the way through this game, I'm ready to get another peek back at that leaderboard. Oh, climbing up the top there is Dingus in first place, Next Care in second, and Climbers 1014 coming in, rounding out my top 3 players, but there's still plenty of game left to play, so don't worry, you still have plenty of chances, plenty of questions left to answer. Before we get back into that game, I do want to remind you that this game is brought to you by CrowdPerk. We make all of this fun happen. You can choose from our library of over 1,000 original games, or you can write your own. You can add awesome images and GIFs, you can share that link to your crowd, and you can host live in person or via real-time streaming just like this. There's even a free forever basic plan to get you started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPerk. All right, we've got 5 more questions to go. It's still anybody's game, so let's get back to the game. Question 11. Who wrote and published more than 80 Perry Mason novels between 1933 and 1973? Is it A, Raymond Chandler, B, Donald Westlake, C, Dashiell Hammett, or D, Earl Stanley Gardner? A, Raymond Chandler, B, Donald Westlake, C, Dashiell Hammett, or D, Earl Stanley Gardner? Who wrote the Perry Mason novels? Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett getting some votes, Earl Stanley Gardner getting a lot of votes, and the correct answer is D, it was Earl Stanley Gardner, wrote 80 Perry Mason novels. I find it really interesting that a lot of those books have been out of print since the 1970s, and it still places 3rd on the all-time list for best-selling book series. That is just insane. The only 2 books that have sold more copies are Harry Potter and Goosebumps. Question 12. Which entry in the Chronicles of Narnia depicts the creation of the fictional world of Narnia? Is it A, the Silver Chair, B, the Magician's Nephew, C, the Horse and His Boy, or D, the Last Battle? A, the Silver Chair, B, the Magician's Nephew, C, the Horse and His Boy, or D, the Last Battle? Which book deals with the actual creation of Narnia? Looks like we got some Narnia heads out there. Most people said the Magician's Nephew, and they were correct. More than half of you got that right. The Magician's Nephew is the 6th book in that series, but it is a prequel to the events of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in that it details with the creation of Narnia. All right, question 13. What is the final entry in author Dan Brown's historical symbology series featuring Robert Langdon? Is it A, Angels and Demons, B, Inferno, C, The Lost Symbol, or D, Origin? A, Angels and Demons, B, Inferno, C, The Lost Symbol, or D, Origin? It's the last book in Dan Brown's series, The Da Vinci Code being the most famous one. Ooh, this is a pretty even split there between Angels and Demons and Origin, and the correct answer is D, it was Origin. That's kind of a trick question. Origin, you wouldn't think would be the last entry in something, but it sure isn't this time. USA Today called the book fitfully entertaining rehash of Brown's greatest hits. How's that for a backhanded compliment? All right, question 14. What real-life leftist magazine founded by Stieg Larsson inspired the fictional publication in his Millennium series? Is it A, Expo, B, Reflexes, C, Searchlight, or D, Monitor? A, Expo, B, Reflexes, C, Searchlight, or D, Monitor? The real-life leftist magazine founded by Stieg Larsson before the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books came out. Everybody thinks that it was Expo, most everyone, and they are correct. It is indeed Expo. It's a leftist, anti-racist magazine. Fantastic. He founded that in 2004, and those Millennium books were not published until he sadly passed away tragically of a heart attack in 2005. All right, we got one more question. It's not a points wager question, so this is for all the marbles. This is your last chance to get in the lead, and let's go with question 15. Which of these multi-decade best-selling book series contains the most individual titles? Is it A, Choose Your Own Adventure, B, Sweet Valley High, C, The Babysitter's Club, or D, Chicken Soup for the Soul? A, Choose Your Own Adventure, B, Sweet Valley High, C, The Babysitter's Club, or D, Chicken Soup for the Soul? Which of these series has the most individual titles? You see what people are thinking. Most everyone thinks that it was Chicken Soup for the Soul, pretty even split between the other three answers, and the correct answer is... Oh, it's Sweet Valley High! 24% of you got that right. Congratulations to 24% of you. I figured this question might trip some people up, but that's the fun of playing trivia. There are over 400 titles in the Sweet Valley High series. The only book series that's on the bestsellers list that has more titles is the Berenstain Bears, which has 428 titles and counting. All right, that is it. 15 questions asked, 15 questions answered. I am dying to see what my leaderboard looks like right now. Hit it, Ross. And coming out of nowhere, Urban Sombrero again with the win. Congratulations to Urban Sombrero. We got $75 coming your way. Cheerful Souffle with $25. And next care, I got a beautiful Keep Calm and Play Virtual Trivia coffee mug coming to you. That's our game. Please do me a favor. Share this with your friends. Go to that URL, crowd.live/Thursday. Find us on Instagram. We are at CrowdPer. Tag us in those shared photos. If you want to send me a topic for a future game, shoot us a DM. If you're listening to me on the podcast right now, and you want a chance to get in on this action, you don't want to miss out, go to that URL, crowd.live/Thursday, type in your phone number, type in your email address, and we will send you a notification before the game starts, and you will be able to play, and you won't miss out on a single second of that action. Finally, please do check out crowdper.com if you want to host your own live trivia show just like this. I'm Philip Tricky, your Trivia Town comptroller. Thank you so much for playing, and I will see you next week.